from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iran's supreme leader said Sunday that Saudi Arabia will face divine vengeance for its execution of Sheikh Namir al-Namir, a prominent Shiite critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. Iranian state television quoted the Ali Khamenei as saying, "The unjustly spilled blood of this oppressed martyr will no doubt soon show its effect, and divine vengeance will befall Saudi politicians." The supreme leader added that Nir neither encouraged people into armed action nor secretly conspired for plots, but the only thing he did was utter public criticism rising from his religious zeal. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. U.S. President Barack Obama is back in Washington Sunday from his holiday vacation, looking immediately to impose new controls on gun sales. President Obama, his wife, and two daughters departed the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii late Saturday night after their annual two-week Christmas vacation. Obama is entering the last year of his presidency, and he's set to leave office in January 2017 after 8 years in the White House. Five suicide bombers from the Islamic State group attacked an Iraqi military base north of Baghdad on Sunday, killing at least 12 members of the security forces and wounding 20 others, according to officials. Two of those bombers detonated their vehicles-borne explosives at a western gate at a former U.S. base outside the Sunni city of Tikrit. Three others exploded themselves after entering the section of the base. VOA News.